Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because Mary Contendo is back in the building, on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is president of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She has a nationally recognized consulting firm that advises women about business growth and counsels corporations on how to work with women vendors, people who they do, women business owners who they do business with. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, which is an outstanding book, and a brand new calendar, which I'm very happy to have. It's a calendar a day kind of thing, a page a day kind of thing. Like the, remember the Dilbert catalogs? I mean, the calendars, this is like that, only for women. It's called the Women's Advantage Day. I'm sorry, Women's Advantage Page a Day Calendar. And it's has been put together by our good friend, Mary Contendo. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always great fun to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. You know, Mary, as I look at your calendar, I realize this is the only time when I wish I were a woman.
Why is that?
Well, because I'd like to be able to contribute to your calendar. And so everything I see in here, all the advice and all the comments that have been made on each day are all women. And
well,
I'd like to participate in your calendar, but you know I'm not qualified.
Well, every quote in the calendar this year is from a woman business owner, because of course the audience is women business owners. But you know, Jim, we might consider having a token male in next year's calendar.
See,
and
I can't think
of anybody better qualified than you to do that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think you got to have at least one male to make it legal. See, because
to make it legal, huh?
Well, yeah, because see, otherwise you're discriminating against men. See, because you know, if I made a calendar and it was all men, you know what kind of grief I'd get for that.
Oh, you would definitely hear from me on
exactly.
It, you?
That's exactly my point. And so now, so here's what I'll do. You know, sometimes I like to feel pretty, Mary, and when I do, I wear pink. So if you ask me to do this, I'll wear pink when I write the piece for you.
Okay, and then we'll list your name as Jamie, right? Instead of Jim. How about that?
Yeah, I guess you could. I guess we could do that. Anyway, it's a great calendar, folks, and ladies, I encourage you to check it out. And not only ladies, because there's advice in here and good comments that. Let me see if I can find the one that I was thinking about earlier. Something about. Let me see here. Oh yeah, here it is. I love this one. Nothing is as. Say with me, folks. Here, nothing is as unproductive as making more efficient that which shouldn't be done at all. And that's by Laura Stock, who's the productivity pro. And that's the 15th of February, I think. This is for 08. That's the 08 calendar is ready, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And you know, that particular quote is so true, Jim, because you can spend a half a day working on something that doesn't even need to be done at all, or you can stop and think, do I really need to do this? Write that item off your list, and all of a sudden you've gained 4 or 5 hours.
That's exactly right.
So it really is something to think about, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One of the things I do that I used to do more, and I do to some degree even now, when I was learning a whole lot of stuff, If I wasn't sure if what I was working on was going to wind up being anything, I would do it on the weekends. In other words, it was sort of a pastime. I would noodle around with it on the weekends, so that if I went down a dead end road and I found out when I got there that it was a dead end, then I hadn't really lost a lot of time that I otherwise I might have been watching television or something like that. So that's when I noodled around, you know, because sometimes you never know until you get into something if it's going to be worthy or not.
Yeah, so you kind of did it as though it were a hobby rather
exactly.
than part of your actual work.
That was how I felt. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, what are some things that before you got here, I was telling the audience about what you do and how you help women approach the marketplace, and you help them to address the marketplace in the way that women do. And I made the comment that women view the marketplace, women approach the marketplace differently from men. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think somewhat differently, and I think we're coming together a little more in the middle now. But, you know, you're so familiar with the adage about the good old boys network and how that has worked for years. Women are really about developing long-term relationships, which you could argue is similar to the good old boys network.
Mm-hmm.
But women are also very into sharing information and helping each other with their businesses, often putting their friends or their clients' business ahead of their own in making recommendations and such like that. And I think that is one way that women really are different from men. I'm not saying that men aren't into supporting each other, but it's very seldom that a guy will put someone else's business ahead.
It's not in our competitive nature to do that many times, but I will tell you, I agree with you, and one of the reasons why I think women are really doing well in the 21st century is because the management style, the relationship style that works in the 21st century that wouldn't have worked for a lot of the 20th century, but was and actually was has this has become the norm in the 21st century, is the partnership model, not the dominator model. The dominator
exactly.
model, which guys are really good at, by the way, the dominator model was a 20th century management style and relationship style that really is passé in the 21st century. And that style fits women very well, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. So it's kind of gone from the here I am in my corner office and I create these dictates to somebody who is out milling around in the crowd, finding out what other people want, developing consensus, pulling that all together, and then making everyone feel as though they're a part of what's going on.
Right, exactly. Stand by, Mary Cantando. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Mary's book is called The Woman's Advantage, and the calendar is called The Woman's Advantage Page a Day Calendar. When we come back, don't go away, because we're going to tell you how you can get it. 20 after. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles. Thousands of each one of those, and hundreds of Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email, every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And that's the newsletter includes the schedule, the guests who are going to be on the show the next week. That's part of the features of the newsletter. And then also check out our blog. We also have our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you can go get small business answers right now. Mary Cantando is all over our website. She's been very helpful to us over the years, and we appreciate, Mary, we appreciate your support of all the things that we do very much.
Well, you know how much I'm behind you on this, Jim, because both of us live and breathe and sleep for small business owners, don't we?
Yep, absolutely, no question about it. And you're one of the good ones out there working hard on this, and especially focusing on women business. Mary, before we go any further, I want folks to know about how they can find your stuff, especially your new calendar for 08, folks. This is an 08 calendar, and all right, guys. Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to buy the calendar. You want to get some major points here. Buy the calendar and give it to a lady. Then think about how many ladies you know. Buy more than one and give it to them. But what you're going to want to do, actually, you might want to buy an extra one. Because when you look at it, you're going to say, you know what, this applies. All this stuff applies to me. It just happens to be written by women. So anyway, check it out. Mary, give us the website, please.
Well, Jim, and I also do want to tell you that for your listeners, they can also go onto this website, and they can input a quote to be considered for our 2009 calendar. So they can both, look at the calendar, buy it if they decide to do that, and then, of course, put in a quote for next year's calendar if they want to, and they can do all of that at womansadvantage.biz. So that's B-I-Z, not .com. Womansadvantage.biz /calendar, or if you just go to womansadvantage.biz, you can click on products, and that'll take you into the calendar.
And even though the woman's sounds possessive, and it is, there's no apostrophe. So, right?
That's right. Yeah. Womans
with an S, advantage.com, .biz, and so check that out, folks. Go there, find the calendar. You're going to like it. I got mine right in front of me, and stay tuned for 09. I may be in that one. Okay. Mary, women are the number of women in business is growing exponentially, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you know.
Why do you think that is?
Twice as fast. I think it's because there are a lot of really creative women out there. Not saying there aren't a lot of really creative men, but there are a lot of really creative women out there who don't fit the mold of 9 to 5. Let me go work for somebody. Let me work my way up the food chain into management, into senior management. But they think, you know, I might have to work a little harder. I might have to work a little longer, but I'm going to do this for myself because I want to do it the way I think it should be done. And I think that's a big difference.
Yeah, and I think there are a number of things. Number one, I think that the women in business today, and I think you'd agree with me, are standing on the shoulders of women like Mary Kay, Lillian Vernon, and women like that who were toughing it out back in the 40s and 50s and 60s when the good old boys team club was really pretty strong. And I think other women who've come along, you've come along in the last several many years and have helped women to feel more confident. That plus the access to capital plus technology, that whole thing has created a perfect scenario for women to become to really feel that they can be successful in the marketplace.
You know, that's a really astute comment, Jim. It's really true. I know that the women who came before me certainly did a lot to help me even. I mean, when I graduated from high school, the thought was, well, let's see, you can be a teacher, you can be a nurse, you can be a secretary.
Right.
And I'm not exaggerating when I say that.
I believe that.
Those were the three jobs that I considered when
it's
I graduated
amazing
from
how
high
that,
school.
How, it's amazing how that was still like that in 1990, isn't it, Mary?
But, you know, seriously, back in the early 70s, when I started in the business world, you looked at the classified ads. It was help wanted male, help wanted female.
That's right.
And remember those days?
Yeah,
remember those days? And you didn't even look at a woman didn't even consider a job that was in the help wanted male category because you wouldn't have even been interviewed for it. So I think, you know, a lot of what women from, as you said, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s did has positioned a lot of current women to be able to do what they want to do with their lives instead of being relegated to what society thought was appropriate for women
And the sky is the limit in the 21st century for everyone, men and women, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And anybody who doesn't get that isn't going to get it.
That's exactly right. The website again. Give it to us again, Mary.
Womansadvantage.biz.
.biz. That's where you can find the calendar and Mary's book. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always fun, Jim. Always fun.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with another outstanding young lady, Gail Goodman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.